Summer health care at the Chimay Community Health Center is far from simple. They provide services to the people working in the international hub for commercial fishing, an industry that lends itself to dangerous injuries. Stephen Herding, executive director of the clinic, says they see about 3,000 patients a year, with almost half being new, one-time patients.
All of a sudden, about May, the herrings start to run, and then people start to show up in town here in Naknek and King Salmon. And when they show up, then they're very busy people, and sometimes they're overworked, and overworked people sometimes make mistakes, and then they cut fingers, and they hurt themselves, and they strain their backs, and they so forth. So we see a bit more of patients.
He says between May and early August is the clinic's busiest time of the year. In the winter, there are typically 2 to 10 patients per day. In pre-salmon season, it jumps to 15 to 20, and by early July, the clinic is seeing up to 50 patients daily. Herding is strategic in planning for the summer surge. Chimay hires 5 providers in the summer, 3 more than in winter, providers being nurse practitioners or physician assistants. Also, for the second year, the clinic opened a second temporary location. It's housed in the LMI boatyard in a container. Herding prefers to overstaff in the summer to avoid coming up shorthanded.
What we don't have is an infinite pipeline of medical providers. Medical providers, if you run out, you don't have one. There aren't any in the town. I can't borrow one from anybody. My worst fear is that the ambulance comes around to the back door with your grandma in the back, and she's in trouble, and I don't have a medical provider here. That's my worst fear.
The clinic provides primary care needs, such as x-rays, minor surgeries, pharmaceuticals, and behavioral health. Some emergencies require a medevac, usually to Anchorage, which is a 288-mile trip. Herding says the clinic staff will help stabilize the patient until the medevac team takes over, and the turnaround time can be 3 to 4 hours.
And that sounds like a lot, but if you've ever been in Los Angeles and tried to go to the emergency room, you might not get in to see a doctor any quicker, even if you walked right in the door.
Medevac flights can cost upwards of $40,000, and many residents and fishermen carry special insurance to cover it. There were 50 medevacs last year, with the majority in the summer. Herding says this year there have been about 30. During a Bristol Bay summer, these can be complicated and take a long time.
Now, somebody out on a boat and they have a real bad accident or something, they got to get into port, they got to transfer over to us, we got to call in for a medevac, so it could be a lot longer. Over the years, we've had some fairly serious things, life and limb threatening things, and a few people that didn't make it.
The most common injuries seasonal workers are treated at Chimay for are cuts. Herding says the combination of long hours, little sleep, and sharp fillet knives explains that uptick. But another major issue is behavioral health. The clinic provides a telemedicine service where patients can speak with a counselor over video. They sit across from a big screen TV in a small therapy room with native artwork, a plush sofa, and a box of tissues. The face on the TV conducting the therapy session is Pete Tallman.
Telemedicine is probably, whether we like it or not, the future of service delivery in rural Alaska. It's relatively inexpensive, it's very accessible, and as internet gets better, it basically connects people in rural communities with trained professionals in all disciplines.
For a week, once a month, Tallman comes to the clinic to see his patients in person. He says there are 2 types of his therapy. One is more traditional long-term counseling. The other is a brief, solution-focused session. The goal is to address medical and mental health in one visit. Tallman says this method is often used for seasonal fishery workers.
Everyone's out fishing or working, and so people aren't necessarily caring for their mental health needs in a long-term way. They're just kind of trying to get through the summer.
Tallman says he sees an increase in acute mental illness in the summer, such as psychotic and depressive episodes, often the result of sleep deprivation, being far from home, and limited access to normal coping skills.
And so really just being a safe place to talk about those things is part of the healing. Also working with them to identify resources they might already have. Are there people that they can call that are good to talk to? Have they gotten away from their traditional exercise, for example? Oh yeah, I haven't exercised. I've been on a boat. Okay. Is there a way that you could go for a walk? When you guys go to the tender, could you do some push-ups? Trying to identify ways that people might try to access their traditional coping skills.
At the Chimay Community Health Center, many patients in the summer are not only not from Alaska, but are not from the U.S. Herding says the clinic invested in a medical translating service to avoid miscommunication.
In the past, there have been patients who have been cannery workers here who come from, I would say, third world countries who maybe have never seen a Western medical provider before.
He says a quarter of patients don't have insurance, so the clinic operates on a sliding scale fee, which is part of being a federally qualified health center, or FQHC. This makes the clinic a nonprofit, funded mostly through the FQHC grant, making it one of 1,400 clinics of its type across the nation. The FQHC grant started as a way to provide affordable health care to impoverished areas. The annual budget for the Chimay Clinic is $2 million.
So if you come in to see me about a respiratory illness, it costs me on the average $800 for that visit. Now, if you have insurance and so forth, I will bill you, and typically I'll get $200 or $300 for it. If you have Medicaid, I'll get $240. If you have Medicare, I'll get $130. If you have a sliding scale fee, you're eligible for that, I'll get $25 for it.
Herding says any future changes to the Affordable Care Act will likely not affect his patients, as most have Medicare, Medicaid, or no insurance at all. Because of limited resources, the clinic can't thoroughly check insurance documentation. Herding says if someone claims the $25 sliding scale fee, the clinic takes their word for it. But this is all part of rural healthcare in the Alaskan bush. It's not only tricky to hire people who will stay long term, but also to find people who can fulfill several positions.
It is unique, and I call it, it's almost an impossible job. Because a lot of the rules that you would have in a normal civic area or even more population area don't apply here.
The summer surge of patients will parallel the salmon run, slowing by mid-August. Chimay will return to two physicians and the temporary clinic will close. Even Herding will leave this fall as he retires in September. The search continues for his replacement. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.